listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. I want you to ask yourself this question. Have you ever looked at a painting and felt like it really spoke to your soul? Has it ever made you emotional or maybe changed your perspective? Well, has that ever happened when you've looked at a picture of the Savior, a painting of the Savior, to really capture the essence of love and kindness, but also the majesty that is Jesus Christ? Is truly no small feat, and something that I'm sure a lot of artists have tried and failed at and not done well. But artist J. Kirk Richards is no stranger to this, and he's done it right. His work is really beautiful. He's been painting the Savior and other scriptural images for several years. His work has been featured in the BYU Museum of Art exhibit, Beholding Salvation, The Life of Christ in Word and Image, to the PBS Frontline documentary entitled The Mormons, an American Experience, the cover image of Jeffrey R. Holland's book Broken Things to Mend, as well as the cover of BYU Studies magazine, and in the Ensign, Liahona. I could go on and on and on. We have him on the phone with us today discussing what this experience is like. So thank you so much for taking time out to speak with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, what initially interested you in painting as a career?
I always loved to draw and paint, even when I was very young. And I grew up in a family of musicians and ultimately decided that I asked my parents if I could trade in my music lessons for art lessons. So from a very young age, I was interested. And I think it was because of artwork that I saw around me that inspired me. And also just the love of drawing and a feeling that, you know, I could maybe say something with pictures.
What made you want to specifically focus on spiritual content for your work? And even more specifically on the Savior?
I think that is also something that grew fairly early on, an interest in doing sacred artwork. And as my skills improved and I was able to, you know, say what I wanted to, those are the things that meant the most to me and do still today. I think the messages that Jesus taught and his example are needed today as much as they ever have been needed. And so that imagery speaks to me personally, and I like to do work that moves me, things that I would, you know, hang in my home and be more than decoration, but have real significance in terms of meaning.
What about the Savior do you look for when you're painting?
I generally look for a feeling, and that feeling, it's a lot of what you mentioned earlier in the introduction, you know, the kindness, the mercy, the knowledge, the love, the power, all of those attributes. I think I try to capture those in a general feeling of reverence. And it's always a search, you know. As I work on a painting, and you mentioned artists that fail, I've failed many times in trying to capture this feeling. But hopefully, you know, the longer I work at it, the more that feeling presents itself in the image, and that's when I feel like I'm on the right track.
How do you know when you've hit the nail on the head, you feel like you really have captured it and you've gotten it right?
Well, I don't know for sure, but, you know, and I think even imagery of Christ can be subjective, can be very individual, and the responses can be diverse. And I just know that when I do my best, that it's going to work for somebody, and that it's going to make a difference for somebody. And I think that that's where grace enters into the art process. You know, I put my best effort into it, and the difference is made up by the grace of God, somebody else is touched by the work.
It's a very intimate thing, right, to paint someone's picture or, you know, to take a photo or spend hours and hours and hours. I cannot even imagine how much time painting someone like the Savior. Do you feel like it's affected your relationship with the Savior and maybe that you've gotten to know him in an intimate way that a lot of people don't get to?
Well, I think it's another facet of, you know, the experience that we all have through just living, doing whatever we do, interacting with the people around us, serving in church. In many ways, my painting is like a prayer or like service. And so I do, you know, I feel like I come to know the Savior in specific ways. This is a way for me to grow that relationship, but that everybody does have a way to grow that relationship. And so I may not have the same kind of beneficial experiences that someone in another career or another calling might have. So I don't claim any special connection that isn't out of reach of anybody else, you know, and particularly because the Holy Ghost can touch any of us. That's really available to all. But as I have painted the Savior, I've thought a lot about his life and what he did, what he said, and how I can better, you know, embody that or try to develop those attributes and those actions in my own life.
Well, what do you hope that others take away from your paintings, especially around the Christmas season?
I hope they feel that reverence that I'm after as I paint them. I hope that the work will bring people closer to Jesus. That when they are in mourning or in the midst of trials and looking for comfort, that, you know, maybe my images play a part in that. If, you know, when they see those images, that they'll be reminded of the source of comfort, the source of healing, and feel that reverence and peace once again.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, J. Kirk Richards. I appreciate you taking time out.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
To view some more touching seasonal videos about the Savior, visit mormonchannel.org or christmas.mormon.org for the LDS 2015 Christmas campaign entitled A Savior is Born. The quote of the day comes from the primary hymn, Our Savior's Love. Our Savior's love shines like the sun with perfect light. As from above, it breaks through the crowds of strife. Lighting our way, it leads us back into his sight, where we may stay to share eternal life. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.